This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Belsky, why is this your fault? This is Brian Belsky, Chief Investment Strategist, BMO Capital Markets. While we're on the phone, we're about to go to the Dow down 900. We're teetering on that point right now. We're teetering on the NASDAQ down 800. I want to blame you, but it's not you. I know that. Is this all on Donald Trump and the lack of certainty? Because you tell me that all the time. The economy, the market, the other indicators, the consumers, we want some level of stability. We want a vision. We want a plan. And with Donald Trump, we are all over the place. One day we got a tariff. Then the tariff's off. Now it's back with a little bit different. Yesterday, not once but twice, Donald Trump did not push back strongly on a recession. We're now down over 900 on the Dow before you even started talking. Is this on the 47th president of the United States? And if it's not him, explain to me why it's not him.
Well, good afternoon, Chad. I'm not
yes, sir.
Welcome. I would say yes. That I'd actually be glad to take the blame for all of this. I mean, you did a great job teeing this up in terms of our longer term process and thinking about this, Chad. That the market hates uncertainty. I wrote a piece on Friday, published it Friday in Canada about all the uncertainty in Canada. Now they have a new prime minister and no sign of a government being called there in terms of a new election. He's just going to be prime minister for a while. And it sounds to us that his tactics are going to be much different than even what Trudeau was. So I think that's causing some of this. The other thing too, is that I have to take two steps back, and the market was up 23% in 2023, and 28% or so last year. Some of this is relatively normal in terms of the market pulling back, but there's no doubt that when we don't know or we don't have a handle on what's going on, that causes fear. And so fear is obviously hitting an extreme. The other thing too, from a calendar perspective, typically and historically, the first quarter of a new presidency following two big years up, you typically have this type of pullback. But let's kind of go back, and I'll remind everybody, the month of March, it seems to me like the last 15 years have been kind of important. So in March 23rd of 2020 was the COVID low. That was just 5 years ago. March 12th of 2009 was the great financial crisis low. So we used to think about September's being really bad. The last 10 or 15 years, it's been Marches. But this is clearly centered around tariffs, the timing of tariffs, the duration or lack thereof of tariffs. And now you're starting to hear the R word, meaning recession, which I think is not appropriate, especially given we're still at 4% unemployment. We're still at positive earnings. We're still a lot of great things that are happening in the economy. This is an emotional reaction to not knowing what's going on.
So you know this so much better than I. And I get what you're saying. If you are back-to-back tremendous years, you're going to have some pullback. But not like this, Brian, where one day you're up 500, and then the next two, 3 days you're down 500, 600, 700. If knowing the market as well as you do, if Donald Trump comes in and follows his basic plan from his first term, where there were tariffs, and let me add, a number of those tariffs, people forget this, a number of those tariffs Joe Biden kept in place. They were not as stark. They were not as dramatic as what Donald Trump is offering his second term. If we don't have this roller coaster of tariffs, where do you think the market is at? Where do you think these other indicators are at, which are fraught with some peril right now? Maybe not recession, but I don't think you need your binoculars to see it in the future, do you?
No, I think things from a forecast perspective would be a lot clearer. The consumer's still pretty strong. Some of this consumption fears have actually exacerbated over the last couple of weeks, especially given this volatility in terms of the tariffs, number one. Whether or not you agree with the policy or not, there are, I think, part of what's happening in terms of cutting government waste, and now all of a sudden everything that they're doing is bad because, of course, it's bad because the markets are down. But I will caution you on saying, 400 points, 500 points. Remember, the market is coming down from a much higher level. So 500 points sounds a lot more than it was. Now, clearly, the Dow drops is down over 900 points. We're starting to see Mondays typically is when markets bottom anyway, especially over a weekend, which was not good. So we usually what happens, this is actually kind of following the script, Chad. And if you have a really bad Friday and then you've got a weekend full of turmoil and then an even worse day on Monday, typically and historically, that's how market bottoms are made. So I think we're closer to the end or not. I think without all of this quote unquote massive magnification about every little word that comes out on tariffs, I think the market would be clearly up, and I think we'd still be in positive territory.
Well, and some of that, and it's to his credit, because he wants to own the day. He is available so often. I mean, Joe Biden was hiding for years. You weren't qualified for the job if you're hiding, and Joe Biden wasn't the last couple of years. But Donald Trump yesterday on a Sunday, when he wasn't golfing, he had the recorded Maria Bartiromo interview. Then he's back on Air Force One and he's talking more. So it's not like, Brian, he offered up a tariff points in his address to Congress and then vanished for the next few days. It kept coming up and coming up and coming up because he's out there. So let's put the market off the side, because there are tens and tens of millions of people in this country who are not on the market. Expand a little bit on what you said before. What still should give people hope and promise that there you have so much of this built in, that the core of the economy is good? And what are some of the numbers not related to the stock market which give you more pause about what is taking place here?
Well, the first thing is that we've had a cycle over the last few years where inflation's gone up. Now, inflation is beginning to roll over, and the Fed is still probably going to be centered toward, especially the second half of the year, Chad, to lower interest rates. And so that would be a very good sign for the housing industry, which you've seen house pricing in Minnesota go up pretty dramatically. And so that could help in terms of buying power and affordability on the housing side, number one. Number two, and just in terms of the U.S. economy, continues to be quite strong. And given the fact that irrespective of what you think of President Trump, the traditional conservative agenda is more toward less and less regulation. Mm-hmm. If you have less regulation in the financial services industry, that's going to cause an ability to lend more and open up the piggy bank, quote unquote. With respect to U.S. companies versus European companies and Chinese companies, I think the difference between Trump 2.0 versus 1.0 really was centered more on China, and then eventually the USMCA in Canada, and there was some stuff in there very briefly. But this is more of a global phenomenon that he's kind of taken on a lot right now. But if you take a look at a U.S. company versus a European company or Chinese company, it's head and shoulders. You want to be in a U.S. company. Lastly, I'll say this, is that the consumer still is very much alive. But the consumer is changing on how they're buying stuff, and it's still very much so an online game and more about service and things like that. And again, lastly, my team has done a lot of trying to study, Chad, what are these Gen Zers and the millennials spending money on? Well, it's experiential, it's travel, it's convenience type stuff. And so that's where they're spending the money. So some of the traditional retailers, you know, have kind of fallen out of play, but I think that there's still, from a consumption side of things, America still is a consumer economy, and we're still doing very well there.
Okay, let's finish with this, and let's tie it back to Minnesota. Ontario, and obviously you're based in Canada now, so you know this area very well, has not just Canada as a whole, but Ontario, the largest province in Canada, retaliated today by imposing a 25% surcharge on the energy that exports to three states in the United States of America: Michigan, New York, and a state I like to call Minnesota. This move, according to multiple outlets, will cost business and residents in each state up to $400,000 per day and lift the average energy bill by about $100 per month. This is from the Premier, Doug Ford, very outspoken. What are your thoughts on that? And what are your thoughts to your family and friends in Wilmer who are listening to this news right now and now feeling like this is going to hit them even more directly than some of the other aspects of the response from Canada, Mexico, China, and others?
Well, first off, I say I'm so sorry that this is potentially going to impact them. And I say that potentially because President Trump did say and did do a deal with Saudi Arabia that they're going to be turning on and providing more supply of oil. That's kind of number one in terms of heating oil that comes from a different area. With respect to Premier Ford, this is the same gentleman, quite frankly, that announced that it's now illegal in the province of Ontario to buy United States alcohol, even though the province has already bought all the alcohol and they put it in a warehouse somewhere. How intelligent is that? This is just my personal opinion. Not there of my organization, but that to me sounds a little haphazard and maybe spiteful. So again, this is duration risk. I don't believe that this is going to last as long as we are positioning for, and whether or not that increased cost can ever. I also know too this, that President Trump has had direct conversations with Enbridge. Enbridge is a company that is the big pipeline company that's going to come through into Minnesota. And oh, by the way, Enbridge is in Alberta. So what people are saying in Alberta is very different than what people saying in Ontario. I'll leave you with this. Most Minnesotans and most Americans do not know that there is not provincial to provincial trade in Canada. They actually invoke tariff-like taxes, a GST, across. So it's harder to do business in Ontario if they want to do business in British Columbia or in Alberta than it is to do business in Minnesota. Nobody knows this in the United States because nobody talks about that.
Good so reminder. Excellent.
They have to right their own ship first. And I always say, you know, those in glass houses should never throw stones. And there's too much of this on both sides going on. It's not just the U.S. It's both sides that need to kind of correct their behavior.
Great as always, Brian. Thanks, my friend.
Thanks, Chad.
Brian Belsky, Chief Investment Strategist, BMO, capital markets on what is going on with the economy. The Dow right now is down 950 points today.